Time for another Stain Gang podcast with Stephanie Radecki, who is the head coach of the Red Hot Midwestern State volleyball team. And I say this in all sincerity, no sarcasm, and I'm not trying to put down any teams from the past, but that's as good a weekend as I've seen for Midwestern State volleyball since I've been here, since I've been covering Midwestern State, which goes back to 2014.
It was an exciting weekend for sure.
For those who don't know, you probably know because you're listening to the podcast,
right.
But you went to
right.
the LSC Challenge in Kingsville, and you came away with two victories over A&M International in a sweep. And then maybe even more impressive was your come-from-behind win against Texas A&M Kingsville, which you won in five sets.
Yeah, I mean, that was huge. It was a really fun way to finish the weekend. You know, I will say the last two seasons previous to this one, I feel like we have gained some momentum at the challenge weekend where we've had some really good results and we've seen a lot of good volleyball. So I think now we're starting to expect that this weekend. Obviously, we moved into a higher bracket this fall for the challenge weekend, and so it was going to be a challenge, and we did a nice job with that challenge.
Well, you're kind of reading my mail, because I was going to point out that last year you swept the LSC challenge when you went to Portales.
Yes.
You won, I believe, three matches that year, all in straight sets.
Yes.
But I think what you did this weekend, and just the way you guys are playing, is more impressive than what you did a year ago.
Yeah, you know, I think they showed a lot of composure. Friday, I don't think we were playing our best volleyball. I think we were a little sluggish and a little bit off, but we still find, you know, we found that grind where we were able to just finish sets.
But you hit like 310 in the match.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah,
Pete.
So
I didn't look at that stat, but now that I see that stat, we were hitting really well.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, so I was a little surprised when I heard you say that. Because just looking at the box score, which goes to show you the box score doesn't tell the whole story,
yeah.
But the box score was very impressive for Midwestern State on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, I just think we were out of system a little bit in first swing side out. You know, I think Trinity didn't feel like she was passing her best. We had to kind of just calm her down a little bit. Teams are serving her quite a bit, so she's carrying a big load, but she handled it very well, and we just kind of plugged away and finished in three sets. So it was really nice to see.
Nice to get a sweep. And it's interesting you say you had to calm Trinity down, because it
yes.
seems like just a couple of weeks ago we were talking about her being that calm presence on the team.
Calm her down in the way that we just needed to remind her that she is capable. So
that she's Trinity Van Zandt.
She is Trinity Van Zandt, and she is very capable. And, you know, we definitely saw that on Saturday. I think her passing improved dramatically. You know, her and Demi, along with whoever our libero is, whether it's Sadie or Giselle right now, those are Aisa's been in the jersey once, but they've carried a big load passing, so they've done a nice job with that. I think Saturday a big difference in that turnaround was the serve and pass game.
Well, and I know in the last couple of years we've talked that's where you really need to improve was the pass game.
Yeah, and I mean, I definitely feel like we're doing a really good job with that. And, you know, it does help that Elena has a lot of experience and she's doing a really nice job distributing the ball and making good decisions in our offense. And that's been a big difference. So it's really nice.
Well, let's jump off there. Elena Guerrero averaging almost 11 assists.
Yes.
By the way, leading the conference, and it's not even close. I mean, it's like it's like an assist and a half lead she has over second in the conference.
Yeah, she's doing a nice job. You know, I always tell the story about how Elena and Jaden were two of the first recruits that I saw when I got the job here that I was bound and determined we needed in this program. And, you know, that was a long time ago, and it's really starting to pay off right now.
It was only yesterday, Steph.
It seems like yesterday. Actually, it doesn't feel like yesterday.
Well, speaking of Jaden, you know, I'm sure you do, but I'll facetiously ask, do you know what Jaden's hitting?
It's above 300, correct?
It's significantly above 300.
386?
Well, not quite that much above 3.
I really thought I was going to guess that.
331 is what
oh,
I have,
wow.
Which
yeah.
is phenomenal.
It is very good.
386, by the way, would be out of this world.
386 would be. I'll let her know that's her goal when I see her at practice so that she can make
She may be able to do it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Especially with the way Elena's setting.
Yeah, I think Elena's putting our, you know, especially Jaden in really good situations. And Jaden is working extremely hard to be available and find a way to produce for us. And she's doing a really nice job. I will also mention, I think she's playing the net really well as a middle blocker. And having some really good instincts there. And I will say, I feel like our last few matches, she's come up huge in situations where maybe there was a string of us struggling to side out, and Jaden's the one that's put the ball away. So that's been really nice to have that.
Just a couple of other individual figures. Trinity and Bella. Trinity's in the top 10 in the conference, and Bella's sitting at 11th, both with more than 3 kills per set.
Yeah, obviously when you have two hitters producing like that and one of them's a middle, I think that can equal some strong success. So that's really nice to see.
Now let's talk about some team stats that are impressive. You're in the top 4 in the Lone Star Conference in
digs per set.
Okay.
No.
You're getting
total
to
digs?
The you're getting to the climax before I'm ready,
I'm so
but
sorry.
That's
so
okay.
Sorry. I was trying to guess.
But let's start there.
I failed miserably the first time.
Let's start there.
Okay.
I was gonna lead up to this, but you're number 1 in digs. This is another stat where it's not close. You're getting more than 19 digs per set.
Yes. Well, it's, you know, I don't want to be the negative one, but we are digging a lot of balls, but our block's not taking enough away, which we talked about that last week.
So,
which is okay.
So you got all excited about the digs,
oh,
and
no,
that, now
I mean,
you're gonna
I,
now you're gonna turn.
I'm not gonna lie. Traditionally, coaching wise, defense.
Now you're gonna turn negative
is
on
our
me.
Thing. I'm sorry. Turn that back around. No, I think our defense is doing a really nice job. I'm not trying to take away from our defense.
So digs number 1. You're also top 4 in these categories, which we're not accustomed to seeing Midwestern State in the top 4 in these categories.
Okay.
And this is going into conference play. This is a pretty good sample size now. It's not like we're looking at these numbers after one match.
Yeah.
You're number 3 in points per set.
Ooh.
You're number 4 in assists, number 4 in kills, number 3 in aces. You're number 2 in opponent's aces. Teams aren't acing you, and you're picking up free points left and right.
I mean, you're getting me all excited.
I'm getting you excited. I'm excited.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really proud of this team. Yeah. I mean, we're doing some really nice things. And, you know, I will say.
I know you're probably shocked to see me actually with notes as we do the podcast.
You have good notes. These are good notes.
These are good notes. It makes doing the podcast fun when the team's playing this well.
They are playing really well. And I think that they have a really good mindset right now. And it is really exciting.
But kind of in typical coach fashion, the better your team plays, kind of the harder you are on them, it seems like. I mean, I don't say that as a criticism.
No, I agree. Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when I think for years our coaching staff has continued to try to raise the standard, and now our players are also trying to raise the standard. So it's a really good it's a good problem.
It's a fun team to watch, and we're going to get to watch them this week because you're back home after it seems like it's been a month since you were home.
It seems like it's been a while, but it's really exciting to be at home.
Has the team improved while you've been on the road away from DL Liggett Coliseum?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I definitely think they've improved. I think we've seen some really good play from a lot of different options, and so that's always improving. Like, to see improvement in players that maybe don't play every match, it's really hard to do. And so to see that, Giselle came off the bench on Saturday and did a really nice job. You know, Demi has kind of been in a 3 rotation role. We used her at Kingsville in a 6 rotation role. We know what Demi can do. That's no surprise. She obviously was doing it all last season, but did an amazing job. You know, Georgia has done a really nice job in the role that she's had. And so, yes, I think that the team has improved dramatically. We have really strong defensive players, which you pointed out. I feel really good about our depth there. Like, Jenna Redding is playing so well right now. It is very difficult to find a player that is so strong in right back defensively. And she so calmly plays right back, and it's a very difficult. I think it's one of the hardest positions to play.
Why is it the hardest position to play?
You're getting a lot of balls. You know, a lot of strong teams really train to go after the right back, and especially after the setter on defense. It really takes your setter out of being able to run an offense. And so that side of the court is a little bit harder to defend in terms of the angle it's coming at you, the angle it needs to come off your platform in order to stay a target. When you think about being on the left side, you have a lot more room to error where the setter is about 20 feet in, versus on the right side, the setter is 10 feet in from the pin, from the right pin. And so it's just a very different angle. And so, you know, Jenna is not only defending that area extremely well, but she's also stepping in and taking balls with her hands when Elena plays defense, or if Elena can't get to a ball. And so her second ball is extremely important as much as she stays in the play. She's just been very consistent in that role, and it's really hard to express how important that role is for us.
And she's also one of your best servers.
She is. And, you know, she's shown so much growth in that. Last year, we didn't use her as a server that much because she was a little high error. And she is really hard on herself, so she'll get really frustrated when she's not perfect, which, as we know, no one is perfect. But she's kind of like that perfectionist, and she's definitely reined that in and done a really nice job this fall, and her numbers are really good, and she's putting teams out of system, and so we can score a lot of points. I mean, she was the server on the service line in the fifth set versus Kingsville, and we went up, I think, 7-1 in the fifth set, and that's a really hard deficit to come back from. So
yeah, well, especially in the fifth set.
Yes.
Yeah. So I told you I had my own notes.
Yes.
But I can't read my own writing.
Okay.
Because Jaden's hitting 351.
Okay, so I was.
You were closer to. You were closer
okay.
to right.
Okay.
But I can't read my own writing.
That's
so.
Okay. It happens.
So Jaden is even better than I led you to believe. But the bottom line is you're playing some great volleyball. Now, you've got Western New Mexico and Sol Ross coming in here.
Yes.
Western New Mexico's 5-5. Mm-hmm. Seemed like they started the season off pretty strong and maybe have come back to earth a little bit in the last couple of matches.
Yeah, I mean, they had a really strange schedule. They've played Sol Ross and Eastern New Mexico twice already. I think they played a non-conference tournament at Western, and then they played the challenge weekend was at Western. So, you know, I think those results are difficult to look at just because I think they split with both of them, if I remember correctly, which is kind of odd. But I think Western New Mexico is playing really well. Their coach, I think he's in his third season, so I know he's starting to get his own players and them really buying into the way he trains them. And he's a very good coach. So I think they're playing really well. I was just watching them, and that's why I was late.
Yeah, they had nobody had to know you were late. That was our little secret.
Yeah.
You outed yourself
I
on
did.
That. They had a three-match winning streak until they played Eastern New Mexico in the LSC Challenge and lost that one 3-1. And then had, as you pointed out, played that Mustang Volleyball Invitational. I thought that was it. Wichita Falls, but apparently there's some other Mustangs out there, and they hosted four matches and split. They lost to New Mexico Highlands in that, and lost to Sol Ross 3-2 in that, but had a 5-set win over Fort Lewis and swept past Eastern New Mexico. That was back in early September.
It
is kind of an odd schedule that they've played, but they're kind of out there on an island in Silver City.
In Silver
trying to,
City,
yeah.
Playing whoever will come play you.
Trying to patchwork a schedule together.
Yeah.
And then you'll have Sol Ross come here.
Yes. I haven't watched Sol Ross yet, but again, it's their second season in the conference, and I know that their coaching staff is trying to make that transition, which is not an easy one, coming into the Lone Star Conference, and just the level of play is so high that – you know, it can be a little difficult.
So I've done nothing but heap praise on Midwestern State. Well-deserved praise.
Yes.
But let me ask you this. What's your weakness right now? Where do you need to get better?
Well, I feel like we talked last week about blocking. I know I do think we are getting better. Blocking, our movement is better. And I think we've definitely lowered our errors in terms of getting used.
Right.
Block touches that you can't get a touch on defensively. Like, I think we have lowered that number. So we just need to continue doing that. And I think that's our main focus right now. I do think our outsides need to be a little bit more positively terminal. We can keep extending rallies, but, you know, also some of those defensive numbers are because we're getting more opportunities to defend because we're not putting the ball away enough. Like, I think all of our pins are really, they focus on low air, which is something we talk a lot about in practice. Like, you want to, in order to win, you have to have a hitting percentage. That's why we focus on it so much. So,
well, I'm certainly guilty of focusing on it. I know that.
Yeah, so we can't be high air. And so sometimes that causes us to be a little bit tentative. But, you know, it's kind of like the same goes with serving. Like, the more tentative you are with serving, the less you're putting the other team out of system. So you got to find that good medium between not having a ton of errors, not having a ton of aces. I mean, you want to, but you have to kind of find that medium.
And it seems like you're finding that.
I think they're doing a really good job finding that, especially from the service line. I think we've served extremely well throughout this preseason, so hopefully we can continue to.
You've got a 6 o'clock game coming up here Friday night. That'll be Western New Mexico. And then 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon, we want everybody to pack DL Ligon Coliseum. But if you can't make it, it's on Flo College.
It is. We don't want to forget to mention that Elena hit her 1,000 assists.
Yeah, I'm really bad about this because she did this like a month ago.
She did.
But
it's okay.
I got excited about her getting Player of the Week and forgot to mention that same week she crossed a milestone.
Yes.
With 1,000 assists. And you said there was another milestone coming up, right, with Trinity?
I believe Demi, actually.
Oh, Demi, okay.
I believe she's hit 1,000 digs, and I believe she's close to 1,000 kills. So I need Cameron to confirm that and to check,
we'll get
my,
Cameron
check
right,
my numbers with the number
we'll
guy.
We'll get Cameron right on that.
Yeah.
we'll have the answer for you during our broadcast on Flo College, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
So, but we want you at DL Ligon Coliseum supporting the Midwestern State Volleyball team. It's pretty exciting what's happening with Midwestern State Volleyball, I got to tell you.
Let's keep it going.
It's fun to look at the LSC leaders and actually see Midwestern State listed among the leaders.
Yes,
so keep up the good work, Stephanie Radecki.
Thank you so much.
Keep doing these podcasts as well. I think that's part of your success.
Yes, I think it creates a lot of positive energy.
Would help if you got here on time.
I know.
That's Stephanie Radecki, the head volleyball coach here at Midwestern State University, joining us on the Stang Gang podcast, as she does every week. We'll talk to you after a couple of more Mustang victories next week, and then Midwestern State will be on the road to take on St. Edward's and St. Mary's. We'll preview those matches next week, so tell your friends about the Stang Gang podcast, and then bring a dozen of your friends to DL Ligon Coliseum this weekend to watch Midwestern State volleyball. I'm Pete Stein, so long.